Good morning and welcome back to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Chris Nelly. He is the immediate past chairman of North Coast SCORE. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Michelle.
So tell us a little bit about SCORE. I've heard about you before, but there may be people in our audience who have not heard of SCORE.
Sure. SCORE is a resource partner of the United States Small Business Association. We were formed over 50 years ago by the SBA to really take advantage of the retired business executives in the community that really shared one common aspiration, and that was to give back to their respective communities. So that was the origin. We've evolved. We're not all retirees now. We're looking for younger, currently still employed people. So it's evolved from that sense. But we do share one thing, and that is giving back to our communities to help by one-on-one mentoring and education to help small businesses and entrepreneurs be as successful as they possibly can.
Yeah, and the business world changes and evolves, but some things remain true, which is why it's so important to have people who have both the experience and people who are new in the business world as well to sort of get that sort of scope of what's going on.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
So the website is northcoast.score.org, northcoast.score.org.
Yes.
And how many people do you help each year?
Oh, gosh. First off, our chapter is one of over 350 chapters nationwide, encompassing over 13,000 volunteers. And our local chapter, North Coast, serves Sonoma, Napa, Lake, and Mendocino counties.
Wow.
And we average a little over 50 engagements per month. So over 600 engagements a year where our mentors are going out and working with either people wishing to start a business and they have an idea, or existing businesses and they've encountered some sort of obstacle and they're looking for some help.
Yeah. How important is it to have a mentor? Have you had mentors?
Oh gosh, yeah. I think it's very important. And from the business perspective, I mean, clearly in life in general, it's always nice to have a mentor. But in business, I think I probably would reference large, successful publicly traded companies. Why do they have boards of directors?
Right.
They need the outside regulator, if you will, to judge the success of how management is fulfilling the goals for that business. And it, in many cases, I don't think anything changes just because you're small. Having that, you know, second set of eyes to look and to hold you accountable for what your goals and what you're trying to do. In many cases, you know, you may have excellent technical experience, but there's a lot of the business stuff that you're just not that schooled on. So, no, I think mentoring, especially when it's as affordable as our all-volunteer free mentoring, I just don't know why more businesses don't take advantage of it. And we'd love to get our word out.
And where do the mentors come from? Is it specifically only like tech business, or where, what kind of businesses?
Oh, golly. In our chapter, gosh, if you needed help with branded sausages, basically a branded food item going through retail to international sales and distribution of canned fruit, to franchise restaurant operators, large procurement management. You know, we have a little bit of everything. And if we don't have it, we have an excellent capability of tapping into over 13,000 fellow mentors nationwide through our website. And so we can bring parties that have a specific expertise to bear. Interestingly, one of our fastest growing modes of mentoring is video mentoring.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll patch together a spot-on expert out of the backwoods of Maine to video conference with somebody in Rohnert Park.
Sure. That makes it convenient.
Yep.
Right. That's great.
Yep.
Very cool. And I imagine because you help entrepreneurs or people who don't have a lot of business experience, you might run into creatives who have great ideas but just don't have that business sense to go along with it. How do you help creatives who maybe don't have something that fits exactly into a format business plan?
Well, one of the things that we subscribe to, and we annually update our commitment to our code of ethics and everything. But one is, we're not going to tell you what to do. Most definitely, we're not going to do that. But mm-hmm. we will help and provide guidance where you hopefully will come to the best decision. So for the creatives, a lot of times it's just acknowledging and to expose where their shortcomings are in terms of business acumen. Mm-hmm. And that's when hopefully they'll seek out expert professional fee-based people, whether or not it's tax or accounting or legal or sure. or social media website design. I mean, we'll help identify where their needs are. But yes, creatives are—they're challenging. I mean, they've got—I'll tell you one thing. In my three or four years' experience now doing this, it is really heartwarming to see that there is absolutely no loss for the enthusiasm of people wanting to start a business. They've got an idea, they have a passion, and hopefully we can provide some framework upon which they can fulfill their dream.
That's great. I'm talking with Chris Nelly. He is the immediate past chairman for SCORE, our local chapter. You can find them online at northcoast.score.org. And that's the place to go for some of the upcoming workshops. Not only do you provide mentors, but you've also got some great workshops that you do throughout the year.
Oh, yes. Our two main purposes in life is to provide one-on-one mentoring and to educate small business. So, mm-hmm. Yes, we have a very active workshop program. It varies from year to year, but on average, well over 30 workshops a year. Most of them locally are provided out at the Finley Center on mm-hmm. West College, Saturday mornings. The upcoming one that is really an excellent program is called Simple Steps to Starting Your Business. It's a three-Saturday program starting with September 29th. Mm-hmm. And it really touches upon all of the important elements of getting your business up and out of the ground and hopefully on its way to success.
Yeah, I like some of the different things that there are. Just even testing your business idea.
Is
it going to work?
Oh, yeah. It's and we've toyed with having almost something like a Shark Tank concept we could put a panel together and it's sort of like stump the panelists. But,
sure.
I mean, the ideas, they come from all different corners. And like I said, we're never going to tell anybody that's not a good idea. But hopefully through some good conversations, some good mentoring, in the event it might not be the best idea, mm-hmm. our hope is that the entrepreneur will come to that conclusion with
right.
our guided conversation.
Right, right. And there's also opportunities in this workshop to sort of hone that idea.
Oh, yes.
Maybe it starts out as a kernel in one mm-hmm. area, mm-hmm. but then you realize, okay, well, sort of that idea will work, but there's other avenues
yep.
to take.
Yep, yep, right, exactly. Right. So true. I mean, they'll come with one idea, and through our mentoring, they'll sort of pop out the other side
yeah.
with sort of a derivation of that.
Yeah.
And go with that.
That's great. Yeah. And so how do you sign up for this workshop, which is starting on September 29th?
Go to our site,
okay.
northcoast.score.org. Mm-hmm. It's a simple process to enroll in any one of our workshops, but this upcoming Simple Steps is a great one. Mm-hmm. So go to that website
and
register.
Click on the workshops
yep.
link.
Yep.
Right.
Easy to follow.
And is there limited space to take the workshop?
Golly, yes. I think with the room we use, I think it's probably about 30.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But you'll get a feedback if we've over-enrolled.
Sure,
okay.
sure. And the cost is really minimal. I was checking it out online. It's about $120. But this is for five different sessions.
Oh, yes,
for the whole thing.
Yes,
so,
yes.
I mean, when you think about how much it costs to go to business school.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And your access. Who is teaching this course?
We have some mentors mm-hmm. with key expertise in a given area and then some outside experts that we enlist to come do a specific session.
Okay.
So it's well taught.
Yeah, yeah. And this is just one of the different things that's available from SCORE, these workshops. There's, I also saw that there was something coming up in Petaluma. So, you know, depending on where you're at.
Yeah, we have one over in, we just finished one over in Napa.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, we try to spread around.
Yeah, yeah. But this one here, of course, if you're in Santa Rosa, this is perfect. It's at the Finley Center coming up on September 29th and running for three different Saturdays thereafter. Mm-hmm. Now, what about businesses who maybe need some consulting? Do you offer that as well through SCORE?
Well, yeah, I guess it you get hung up on the definition between mentoring and consulting.
Sure.
In all cases, our view is you have an experienced set of ears, in many cases, more than one. We do a lot of co-mentoring, up to and including we'll do like what we call advisory panels. So an existing business that wants to sort of have this sitting advisory panel to check on every maybe quarter or something like this. So, but if it's real challenging and needs a real hands-on, somebody who perhaps is going to do some of the work, then yes, we've got some resources we can refer people to. But at that point, you're leaving the volunteer free, and you're going into an engagement with a professional that you might hire to do tax planning, estate planning, business formation, legal, stuff of that sort.
Right. How did you get involved with SCORE?
Well, I was a retiree, moved to beautiful Sonoma County, and tried golf every day, and that drove me nuts. So, and I've had a lifetime of volunteering in my community, and so between being a big brother here in town with my little, this is my other purpose in life is to give back. I have over 40 years of experience in corporate banking, and I've seen a lot of different types of businesses, and I've seen what made them successful and in some cases what got them into trouble. Mm-hmm. So it's my way of giving back and helping my community, which I've absolutely fallen in love with. We love Sonoma County.
Yeah. What are some success stories or a success story that really sticks out in your mind?
Gosh.
I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah. Well, the one that comes to mind, I guess where I'm a little concerned is, you know, whether or not we have privileges, but I'll go ahead and say it anyway. Hip Chicks is probably one of our chapters.
They're great.
Yes, they really are. And they spoke at one of our annual lunch meetings, and just terrific women and successful. And it's fun to you know, take a little credit, not me personally. Richard Adler, I think, was their mentor, but anyway, yeah, that's one of the more notable things that we like to brag about.
That's awesome. A great business here in Sonoma County that is really just blossomed and bloomed and grown.
Yes,
and
definitely.
You see them everywhere.
And great product.
Yeah, tasty product.
I recommend try it.
Well, it's very exciting to be able to know that this kind of resource is here, that a lot of it is either no cost or very low cost, so you can get the kind of help that you need, especially for businesses who are thinking, maybe it's your first time, maybe you don't have any background in business, and it's terrifying to you. Mm-hmm. They will help you at SCORE make it easier with bite-sized pieces, understandable, so that you can work it into what your own plan is.
And just to clarify, Michelle, the only thing that costs are the workshops, and those fees are very, very nominal.
They are.
But the one-on-one mentoring with a seasoned business person, those are all free.
And how do you request a mentor?
Go through the website. Mm-hmm. Okay, there is a seek mentor or ask for a mentor. Mm-hmm. Easy to follow out. And then our assigners will reach out to you and get a little more information and then pick between our 28 Yes, we're at 28 now. 28 members to see where there's a good fit.
That's great.
And that frequently is only we like to call it triage, because once the assigned mentor goes out, he or she may learn more about that will then suggest that he get somebody else to partner with him or her, or reach out to our national 13,000 volunteers.
Right.
And so anyway, works well.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Chris Nelly is the immediate past chairman for our local chapter of SCORE. You can find them online at northcoast.score.org, and there is an upcoming workshop that is starting very soon, so you want to get your name in and sign up for that now. It starts on September 29th. It is the Simple Steps for Starting Your Business workshop series. It will run September 29th, October 26th, October 6th, and October 13th, so three consecutive Saturdays. And it's at the Finley Center, so it's very easy to get to. And as we said, minimal cost for that as well. It'll help you sort of work out your business plan, work on financial projections. Maybe if you need funding for your business, they'll help you how to learn where to look and how to get that kind of funding. And also sort of test your business. Is it strong? Is it weak? Does it need some tweaking? What do you need to do? So this is a great opportunity, and it's coming up real soon on September 29th. Thank you so much for coming in, Chris.
Thanks, Michelle.
This is Sonoma County Focus.